This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to another hour. What's on your mind? Historic day setting up. We believe tonight there will be a vote successfully sending Amy Coney Barrett to the United States Supreme Court. All the weekend events, it was quite the deal, you know, they had to be there all weekend long. Stay in session because if they... Well, for instance, if Republicans had taken a nap... And Chuck Schumer sneaks down to the Senate floor and then adjourns the Senate, then the clock has to start all over again. So that's the games they can play.
Okay.
So they had to stay, you know, vigilant all weekend long, get to that actual vote about setting the timeline to the vote, and all of that is everything, every step of the way is tracked. So it's going to be, but the only thing they did that people expected was they didn't show up for the committee vote. Democrats boycotted the Democratic members of the Judiciary Committee.
Thus making it a unanimous vote.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Which is quote out of history. Yeah.
So, I mean, again, I cannot express enough how big a deal this is. It really is. And I know that with the presidential race and COVID and everything else going on, it's hard to comprehend, but it is amazing, especially when you consider, you know, how Amy Coney Barrett clearly is the kind of justice every conservative, federalist, you know, constructionalist, somebody that just sees, look, please, please don't go to the court to make law. Just interpret the law. She's you know, manna from heaven. It's unbelievable. So that's a big part of today. And, of course, President Trump, three events today. The vice president will be in Minnesota today. Joe Biden, they're about to announce a lid. The lid's going to go on any minute on Joe, which is nothing new. Hard to believe that with a weekend, one precious weekend away from the last weekend before the election, and he stays in his bunker. It's just... It's head-scratchingly crazy. Did do a little fundraiser on the phone, or video fundraiser yesterday, in which he called President Trump, President Bush. There was that. But Mark Lotter is here. Mark is the Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump campaign. Hello, Mark. Welcome back to the program. How are you?
I'm doing well, Scott. How are you?
Doing great. And I noticed a few of the rallies over the weekend. My wife and I were taking them in and, you know, looking at all the different nuances. My favorite new addition now is a full-length repertoire of some of the greatest hits of Joe Biden up on the video screens. Now, that's expanding that little show for the Trump rally goers, right?
Well, and you've got to also remind people, because obviously the mainstream media and Joe Biden don't remember what Joe Biden has previously said, or they're covering for him and trying to let him get away with it. So if they won't show it and he can't remember it, we'll do it.
Very true, though. You know, and I don't know how many people would have seen the flubs on fracking, for instance, unless they'd seen the actual events, because they're not reported on it like they would be in any other campaign. How you feeling? How are things in the Trump campaign? What are you looking at? What would be the top three things that have you, you know, excited right now as we close in on Election Day?
Everything? No. We've got the largest grassroots army in the history of presidential politics, even more volunteers than Barack Obama had in 2012. We've already contacted 156 million voters, which is more than Barack Obama did in 2012. Over triple the number that we contacted in 2016. We have the energy. You look at the president's rallies, it's not just the crowd, but when we get into the data of who's in the crowd, it's about 30% are not registered Republicans. They're Democrats or independents. 20-25% didn't vote in 2016. So he's bringing people out of the woodwork into this party. And when they show up, you know, we're doing very well with the early voting in many of these battleground states. And I think that's one of the reasons why you see the media just hyperventilating and trying to just push these false polls, trying to slow the enthusiasm, get people depressed when the exact opposite on the ground is true.
I've seen those stats. Rona Barrett puts them out. Rona Barrett. Rona Romney puts those out a lot, and it blows your mind. And the interesting thing is you also see where when we go to look at who's voting early, the plus advantages for the Trump camp sometimes are double digits, right?
Yeah, the Democrats are not getting the early vote advantage that they expect to. And there's a reason for that. I mean, obviously, there's just no energy out there for him. And so when you combine our ground game with the energy, with the ability for us to target voters and make sure they have the information, make sure they get out, make sure they exercise that right, it's looking very positive. We've just got to keep working at it. We got 8 more days. And the thing I tell everyone, look, it doesn't matter whether you live in a red state, a blue state, or a swing state. Get out and exercise your vote. Do not leave your vote uncounted or, you know, and sit at home because maybe you live in a state where the president's wildly expected to win. Well, you could also change a Senate race. You could change a congressional race. So we need to make sure that beyond just President Trump, you know, in Minnesota, Jason Lewis is right there ready to win and pull off that upset. We've got congressional seats that are also in play in Minnesota and in other places. So we've got to make sure that we get everybody out because the only way the president's going to win is if we run up the score.
I was thinking, you know, you mentioned earlier that one of the reasons the president puts these big video boards up and plays these clips is because the media doesn't report it and so people don't know it. Do you think maybe he could do a little rally outside of CBS and Leslie Stahl could maybe get some tidbits from the Inspector General report and the whole witch hunt? Because she clearly is incapable of, you know, just basic news gathering, and her ignorance on the spying on the president's campaign was shocking. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me because really, with the more and more you get to know the mainstream media in Washington and New York, you realize that if it doesn't fit their narrative, they don't actually believe it's true. I mean, literally, there was a Washington Post op-ed here just recently talking about the Biden family scandal, saying that, well, we shouldn't cover it because it might be, you know, Russian disinformation, even though we know it's not. You know, it's like, what?
And what is right? Nathan, Southwest North Dakota, what's on your mind? You're next on the program.
Scott, Mom, I would like to encourage anybody who is maybe a little wary of crowds on election day to get to their courthouse now. The auditor's office, it's a really easy process to get your affidavit and do your absentee voting right on site if you want to.
Good advice. If you don't like the crowds, I'm kind of a traditionalist. I like going on election day myself. But
you know, I'm kind of the same way, but it's this year with the exceptions that are being made, let's get anybody out there that can get Trump on the ballot.
Yeah, get her done. A friend of mine, Terry Wanzek, farmer out by Jamestown, North Dakota, and a state senator, lost his dad recently. And I sent him a note over the weekend, just said, sorry to hear about your dad. And he texted back that he's always voted on election day. That's been his thing. He always went, but he wanted to vote for Trump so bad, and he didn't have a good feeling, so he asked to vote a couple of days before he died, even though he always was on election day. Just, now they think, oh, he must have known something. So he went out there and voted on election day. So you never know, Nathan, to your point. You never know. Just might
You're
have to get out there.
Right. You're absolutely right. Well, you guys have a good day.
All right. Appreciate the call. How is the, I mean, the voting tallies are, you mentioned earlier that obviously the advantage is not there for Biden as well as expected. Just how about sheer numbers of voters? Looking good?
Well, yeah, it is. I mean, and obviously Republicans typically are more likely to vote on election day, but we are seeing, you know, especially like in places like Florida where we're absolutely blowing away the Democrats and they are shocked by it. Same thing in Pennsylvania. And that's part of our ground game. And that's part of people like, you know, we trust people to make the right decision for their own health. If they don't feel comfortable in the crowd or they plan to be knocking on doors and working hard on election day to help reelect the president, then sometimes you vote early. So we believe in letting people make up that mind for themselves, but we're seeing very large numbers. It's encouraging, but obviously we got to keep it going.
President Trump has just arrived in Allentown, Pennsylvania for the first of three rallies today. Vice President Pence will be in Hibbing. Tell us about the Vice President's trip to Minnesota.
Well, Minnesota is definitely a state that's in play. It's a state that we plan to flip this year. And really, you know, up in the Iron Range in the northern regions, that's where it's going to happen. I was up there a couple of weeks ago for a Steelworkers for Trump event where they actually staged the rally in a park across the street from their union hall because they were so angry that their union leaders blindly did what they always do, which is, you know, support Democrats who actually want to eliminate their jobs. And so the rank and file got together in a park, you know, probably over 150 people there, and they were like, no, we're supporting President Trump and Jason Lewis because we know they're fighting for our jobs and won't succumb to the radical left who want to, you know, end mining, end fossil fuels, end the oil industry, end fracking. And they're like, we're going to stick with the guy who's trying to bring new jobs back. And I see it everywhere I go. People come up to me and say, the Democrat Party has left me. And it's not your parents and grandparents' Democrat Party anymore. And more people are coming over to President Trump.
Great update. Thank you, Mark. Director of Strategic Communications for the Trump Campaign on the visits of Vice President Pence and all the activities today in the Trump Campaign.
Your family's been making memories in your childhood home for many years. It's no wonder your parents don't want to leave the home they love. Continuing to live at home is possible when you partner with Northland Pace Senior Care Services. Northland Pace makes it possible for your senior loved ones to live at home safely for longer by providing the care they need. All health care, rehab, social work services, and more. Start your next chapter by calling Northland Pace. Located throughout North Dakota and online at northlandpace.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two K-Chill Liquid Shots for $10. Or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Jeff is back from Collins & Clark. So, Jeff, what makes Collins & Clark different than the other financial advisors that are out there?
We can really tell our client's story.
What do you mean by that?
We sit down, we learn about what's most important to you and your family, your job, what do you want to do with the rest of your life. After we do all that and figure out what's important to you, then we develop an investment strategy to meet those goals and objectives. Most advisors want to tell their story and how great they are. We want to hear about how great our clients are. The more we learn about our clients and what's their story, the more we can help them. At Collins & Cronk, we want to know your story.
Call the advisors at Collins & Cronk today and tell them your story. 701-235-0119. Collins & Cronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Service Advisors, Inc. 300 NP Avenue, downtown Fargo, Suite 108. Call Collins & Cronk at 701-235-0119.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Elvis is taking the stage in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And,
wow.
Is it Elvis or,
Donald Trump?
Yeah, Donald Trump. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, if Biden had crowds anywhere near that, they'd show him at his rallies. They don't. Ever.
Wow.
That is unreal.
CJ is on the line from DAC-T. So we're going to chat with him.
Before we get to that, I can't believe Kevin didn't play this song for bumper music here as the president.
This is Allentown? Oh, Allentown today. Yeah, exactly right. Daniel,
I'm sorry, I just had to throw that in.
I have a different number here in Slack for you, for Phil, his office number. Phil Kirpin is going to join us momentarily. I love this song. It's one of my favorites.
When we're living here in Allentown.
You ever see Billy Joel in concert and they do this song? They have that, you know, kind of the dry ice smoke come out, and they have the, you know, the big hammer hitting that pipe.
Yep, love it.
It's a good look. It's a good look. All right, we're back on What's on Your Mind. CJ is here from DAC Diesel to tell us about how he can get it done for you, folks. He can get it done for you. That's right. If you need anything, diesel, running again, running better, your first call should be to DAC Diesel. Happy Monday, CJ.
Yes. The one thing I wanted to talk about today is, with the colder weather showing up, especially this morning being 10 degrees here in Bismarck, some people said they saw 5 degrees. So it's getting down there. Some people are, you know, getting a little nervous about, you know, their diesel fuel now. Is it going to start gelling up on them? And just like last year, I'm still the only 4-plus dealer for fuel additive in the state. So this additive, I've already had customers come in that are buying it for, returning customers from the last few years. You know, they're preparing themselves, and they're like, the stuff works awesome. They said, when you can put straight number 2 in your tractor, go out and start it in the morning, feed your cows all day long, or part of the day when it's 20 below zero and you don't have to worry about your tractor gelling up. He said it's absolutely awesome. So, like I said, a lot of guys are happy with that. Plus, of course, you know, the big truck or the truck drivers out there also being able to run straight number 2. With straight number 2, you get better power, better fuel economy, and and then you don't have to worry about gelling up in the cold. So
this works, so that's, folks. This yep. works. That's the bottom line. We know this from testimonials. We know this from many folks. So stop and see CJ and the team at DAC Diesel Bismarck, or call them 701-258-5011. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Yeah, you too, Scott. Have a good day.
You as well. CJ, DAC Diesel. Brought to you in part today, too, by our friends at Oasis Petroleum that have that Be the Buffalo spirit about them. Just means they go into the storm, turn to the storm, whatever it takes to get it done. That's the North Dakota way, right? That's the way it happens here. And you can leave us a comment 24/7 on anything. Be the Buffalo Spirit or anything. 855-200-1776. Have we got Phil on? All right. A little phone trouble. So we're checking that out. I guess I could play, since I did promise it, the other highlight of the weekend for Joe Biden and Jill Biden doing a fundraiser. And kind of forgot who the current president is. Listen.
What kind of country we're going to be. 4 more years of George, he's going to find ourselves in a position where if Trump gets elected, we're going to be in a different world.
Who's that George
what
guy
kind of country
was,
we're going to be?
Who's talking about
what?
There?
Huh?
Georgia. You know, the sad thing is watching Jill Biden. Jill Biden gets so uncomfortable when he pulls one of those things and she's next to him. Because what can she do? They're on camera. You know, she can't help him with his the camera person did.
Yeah.
President Trump tweeted about this today, too, by the way.
You want to do a facepalm, but you can't be seen doing that.
So. Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's that problem. Oh. Yeah. Phil Kirpin is here. Phil, welcome back to the fine What's on Your Mind program, and we're glad to have you today. How are you?
I'm good, Scott. How are you?
Phil is one of the great policy number cruncher, just sort of get through the muck and get to the real issue kind of guys. I heard him on Steve Moore this weekend on WABC. Steve's, of course, a friend of ours, and starts a new show on WABC. And a lot of great data that I've heard nowhere else, of course. What's your take on just the covering of COVID, by the way? I mean, is it just a case of the media being the media? They're gonna drum this up into a bigger deal than it is, or make it worse than it is? So it can hurt Trump. Why can't we just get some basic, simple data on the coronavirus?
Well, it's really been reckless, I think, and unnecessary, because this is a pretty bad virus, and you could report it straight and report it honestly, and it would still be a pretty bad virus, but they don't like to report it straight, and they don't like to report it honest, and everything is the case counts, and as the president correctly points out, you cannot compare case counts when you're doing, you know, 1.2 million tests a day nationally, as we're doing now, with, you know, case counts when you were doing 100,000 tests a day in the spring. I mean, it's just completely incommensurate, and we need to be looking at things like hospital burdens and, you know, percentage of emergency room visits with COVID-like illness and the stats that actually are meaningful and predictive. And I also think it's a little bit dishonest that they're just keeping the death counters and the case counters rolling as we enter a new respiratory disease season. As we're now in the 2021 season. The 1920 season ended 4 weeks ago. And, you know, you would never count flu or any other respiratory illness just on a running multi-year basis. You would start again for the new season. And I think the numbers for this year are going to be much, much lower than last year, which one might think is good. But if you're just adding it all together, then you can deceive people, I think. And so it's a very, I think it's been very unfortunate the way it's been covered. And also, by the way, the way it's been covered makes it difficult to differentiate between the places that are going through a real increase, like you are there, and places that are not, where it's just a, you know, where it's just a result of more testing and there's no increase at all. And so, you know, it's actually more difficult, I think, to get resources where they're needed, get extra doctors, get extra nurses, get, you know, the equipment and personnel that we need in places that do have real virus surges when every place is claiming to have one, even when they don't.
You know, one thing I want to start on is case counts, because, you know, we've said that for some time in North Dakota, because, you know, obviously Governor Burgum has led an effort to get a lot of testing going, robust testing going on per capita, crazy, you know, very high amount. And obviously that's going to mean more cases. Is that smart? So they argue, look, the more cases, you know, the more tests, rather. Yes, it's going to lead to more tests, but then we know who they are, and then we can trace them, and then we can, you know, get some control over them. So rather than just have them be out there, it's good to test more, is it?
Well, I think it depends on the test and the test characteristics and how you're using it. And one of the challenges is all of the tests that are currently available are only authorized for use in people who have symptoms. But that's not how they're being used. They're being used for broad surveillance purposes in a lot of people who have no symptoms. And in particular, the PCR lab tests, which are the most commonly used tests in this country, the polymerase chain reaction lab tests, are so hypersensitive that they can find old dead virus from months ago, and so they don't necessarily indicate a current active viral infection. And so what we've seen is that in places that have, you know, a lot of PCR testing going on, 85 or 90% of the so-called cases, the positives, are not current infections, but rather people who had something weeks or even months ago, and yet there's still enough dead viral debris in their body to show a positive on that test. And that's
wow.
A caliber.
Wow. Hold tight. More coming up with Phil Kirpin.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming October 2020 auctions include land auctions in the following North Dakota counties: 1,743 acres in Kidder, 156 in Scotsman, 312 in McLean, 757 in Montreal, 160 in Slope, 199 in Dunn, 960 in Billings, 475 in Grant, 792 in Hediger, and 240 acres in Morton County. View all of these Piper auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Pipers.com.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Arkansas Republican Attorney General Leslie Rutledge sees Judge Amy Barrett as a pristine candidate, and she tells Fox News the most qualified. She also says it's a shame Democrats have turned the special event into political fodder.
Well, it's a shame that it's become so political, because no one is more qualified than Judge Amy Coney Barrett to be on Supreme Court. And we saw that during the hearings as she held up that book. blank piece of paper. She knew the law. She knew where she stood on issues. And she also followed the Ruth Bader Ginsburg rule with no preview. And that's why it's just such a shame that Democrats want to politicize her nomination rather than recognizing her as one of the most, if not the most qualified individual to sit on the Supreme Court of the United States.
The full Senate vote is scheduled for 7:26 p.m. Eastern. We'll pass along the information when it becomes available. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
USA is waiting for you today. Great lunch. Lunch is on. Home cooking. They get back there and all the ingredients. It's just like, you know, when you watch Grandma at work in the kitchen. It's just unbelievable. Monday means if you come into West Main Avenue, West Fargo location of PetroServe USA, Salisbury Steak, Tater Tot Hot Dish in Harwood, Valley City Beef Dips and Gravy, Scalloped Potatoes and Ham, and 12th Avenue North Goulash. There you go. Goulash today. PetroServe USA. And remember, two sides and a bun come with all those. Lots of other home cooking. Lots of other grab-and-go specials. PetroServe USA. Okay, back with Phil Kirpin. Phil, bottom line on the, you know, the case counts. You're talking about, okay, we test a lot, therefore we got a lot of cases. There's a self-fulfilling prophecy there.
And some of them might not be, maybe a lot of them might not be current active infections because the tests that are used are too sensitive and they can pick up old dead viral debris. So there is a harm if you're going to isolate people based on a test where they might not have a real infection. You could be subjecting a lot of people unnecessarily to, you know, isolation and quarantine and not letting them go to work, not letting them go to school. It's not like there's no downside to mass testing. There is downside because the tests are not well calibrated.
All right. Well, as you look at North Dakota numbers, what stands out?
Well, what stands out to me is the emergency room visits. The most recent numbers I see, you're at about 9% of your emergency room visits are presenting with COVID-like symptoms. That's, I think, the highest in the country right now. So you get a lot of people going to the emergency rooms with, you know, fever, cough, that kind of thing that meets the definition of COVID-like symptoms. That can be an indicator that, you know, you've got a lot more hospitalizations and deaths on the horizon. The question, of course, is, you know, how many of those people are actually being admitted? How many of them actually have COVID versus just having the symptoms? And, you know, how many of them can be treated on an outpatient basis effectively? And so that is a little bit of a red flag. It's something to watch. It's kind of a high number, but, you know, again, that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a problem. The hospitals are generally pretty good at managing their capacity. It is what they do for, you know, it is their business. And so, you know, we've not seen any hospitals really overwhelmed anywhere in the U.S. despite all of the concerns we had about that early on and that being the original rationale for the lockdowns. The capacity management, even in New York, which was pretty close to being overwhelmed, they were able to manage it. And it strikes me as unlikely that your hospitals will be overwhelmed, but that is a cause for concern that the emergency room visits are so high.
Have you seen anything in the way of mitigation that then it translates into you know, the numbers coming down and better handling the COVID outbreak. We, you know, get lectured to a lot about masks. You know, mask. We have mask mandates here now, and you know, this is the big thing. But I always say, well, can you show me the data that says this stops a virus? What can you show me? And you know, there's not a lot of data to back it up. But do you find anything? Do you find out where there are practices that actually work, where you know certain things correlate to the numbers coming down?
Unfortunately, none of the policy interventions really seemed to make much difference, and there was kind of a big landmark study in a pretty left-leaning medical journal called The Lancet in the UK. I guess it was a month or two now, but they basically said lockdowns don't make a difference, testing doesn't really make a difference. I don't know if they looked at masks, but I'm pretty sure masks don't make much difference. It's a virus, Scott. You know, human beings don't really have great means of stopping the spread of a virus, of a highly infectious virus, and most of these policy interventions have had very little effect. But, you know, we want to feel like we're doing something, especially politicians want to feel like they're doing something. And so, I mean, my thing is, I don't like the masks. My kids hate the masks. But if politicians are so bent on doing something that they're either going to do that or do a lockdown, then I guess I'll take the mask. And so it's not as bad. And, you know, some people say, oh, you shouldn't say that. You're giving these people too much power. And I relate to that, too, because I don't like any of it, to be honest. Frankly, to me, the main thing we can do from a policy standpoint, first of all, the hand washing does seem to have made a difference when they started recommending that. That did lower the trajectory. So, I mean, common sense, sort of smart distancing stuff, you know, don't get up close in people's personal space and keep your hands clean, and that kind of advice makes a little bit of difference. But frankly, the heavy-handed policy interventions have caused enormous economic and social harm, and I see very little, if any, evidence that they had any effect on the course of the virus, which seems to me to be more seasonal and geographic than anything else. And we've got sort of, you know, the upper Midwest going through it now, and the same latitude in Canada going through it at the same time, by the way, where they have very different policies. So I don't think policies have much to do with it other than, you know, making sure you've got the hospital capacity and the staff and the medical equipment and the drugs and the treatments to do the best that we can for the people who are most at risk. And I also think, you know, that's where we need to the extent we can do anything with these policy interventions, we've really got to focus on the people who are most at risk. And people under age 70, the latest statistics from the CDC show, are at very low risk. The survival rate under 70 is 99.5%. Under 50, it's 99.98%. So we really need to focus our efforts on those older people. And Scott, the one thing I would really like to see that so far the FDA hasn't done is I'd really like to see them approve home tests. With, you know, if they approved the instant tests for home use, there are companies that say they can make them as cheap as $2 or $3 each. You could buy a 10-pack and you could test yourself and your family when you're going to see anyone who's medically frail or who's, you know, an elderly parent or what have you. And I think that would go a long way instead of having to wait, you know, days for a result from the government for a test that's too sensitive anyway. If people could just test when they want to and get a reasonably good indication whether they're currently infectious, I think that would improve the outcomes in terms of protecting the most vulnerable people. So that's the real policy change I'd like to see and that we've been pushing for, is to get the approval of those instant home tests.
Did I hear you say that 70 and under have a mortality rate, you know, survival rate rather, 99.5? So they get a 0.5 chance of dying. Correct me if I'm wrong, right about it, where the flu is, right? In the flu, like 0.4?
Well, that's for age 50 to 70 is 99.5 survival. Under 50, it's much higher. It's 99.98. And so, yeah, under age 50, this is actually less dangerous than flu. Over age 50, it's a little more dangerous. Over age 70, it's a lot more dangerous. And over age 70 is where we've seen the vast majority of the deaths.
Texter says the ridiculous process that is incentivizing testing in colleges. So ridiculous and un-American. I don't know if that's a common thing, but we have colleges here that say, okay, you know, get a certificate or get your name in a hat for a $500 scholarship, come get tested. Is that a good idea?
I don't think so. I think that college students are in a very, very low risk demographic with this. In fact, as we were just saying, it's less dangerous for them than flu is. The main thing with college students is that, you know, you don't want them interacting with grandparents, essentially, with people who are, you know, 70 plus, which is where the risk is. And, you know, you want to manage those interactions between groups. And if you got professors who are in a risk category, that kind of thing, then you want to figure out an accommodation for them, you know, and so forth. But the students themselves, if they're spreading it among themselves, I don't see that as necessarily a bad thing because they can build immunity at a very low risk. And so I think the obsessive restrictions we've put on college campuses and even worse in K-12 are not justified in any way. And we're really sort of imposing hardship on the people who are least at risk. And there's almost no benefit of doing that when what we should be focused on is making sure that when they have interactions with people who are at risk, they know they're not currently infectious. And that's why I think if we got those instant home tests out, then they could be used for that purpose. And we'd be we wouldn't be nearly as worried about whether young people have an infection that is not dangerous for them. By and large,
American Commitment and the Committee for Prosperity, Unleash Prosperity, two great organizations Phil's a part of with our friend Steve Moore and our laugher and Steve Forbes. Really appreciate the time. Really appreciate the factual, data-driven information you're giving us. It's hard to get anywhere else. Thanks, Phil.
All right, Scott. Have a good one.
Take care. You can follow Phil, by the way, online at kerpen.com, K-E-R-P-E-N, K-E-R-P-E-N. Always good data that has you going, what? Really? Seriously? I hadn't heard that anywhere else. All right. Wrapping up a busy hour here. What's on your mind? Our next guest is Dr. Carol Sovic. And Dr. Sovic is a new addition to the University of Mary. He's the new dean of the School of Business. And we're going to talk about the move of the Gary Thousen School of Business. By move, I don't mean physically. I mean to a more mission-driven Catholic business education. What is that? We're going to ask with Dr. Sovic today. Thanks for joining us. How are you, Dr. Carol?
Doing well.
Good. Thanks so much. And by the way, welcome. And congrats on the new opportunity with the School of Business at the University of Mary. That's great.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on the show, too.
So what is a mission-driven Catholic business education defined as? What does that mean?
Well, what we're trying to do is align ourselves with Vision 2030, which was the strategic plan that our school went through and is undertaking and reached a number of good critical, what we think is critical mission essentials for our students to have going into the future. And so we wanted to align that with our School of Business as well, making sure that we adhere to what the region needs in terms of offering programs and making sure that we're providing not only for the technical needs of our students and the educational needs, skill sets, but also the formation of the whole person, making sure that they're good contributors to society when they get out there.
I understand that a DBA is being proposed. Now, this is we know what an MBA is. What's a DBA?
Well, it's a Doctor in Business Administration. And, yeah, we are looking at that. And a terminal degree, it's treated as any other PhD or terminal degree would be. And it allows the practitioner, and that's basically what it is a practitioner's degree, allows them to gain an additional skill set that they would need above that Master's of Business Administration. This could be somebody who's in the military, for example, who's had that skill set and designed for the military, and now they're looking to have that competitive advantage coming out of the military and getting into civil life. It could be for instructors who are at community college and looking to increase their knowledge that goes along with that, that knowledge base that goes along with the needs at the community college level, and they can, in an affordable way, with, again, the formation of the whole person in mind, receive a good degree that allows them to advance themselves within their own community college or move on to a university level.
We're chatting with the new dean of the Gary Thousen School of Business at the University of Mary. And we're going to talk a little bit about their mission to create a new generation of business leaders when we come back. Don't go away.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Fill up with Unleaded 88 and help the third annual Pink in the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include Petroserve USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Gary, Grand Forks, and Tesoro Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness.
Back to the phones. Here's Luke from Red Trenchless in Bismarck. Hey, Luke, how do folks know that a sewer or water line might be going bad?
Hey, that's a good question. So a lot of times you can tell if your sewer line is going bad. Your toilets, you know, you'll get a funny smell coming out of there. Your septic tank may be backed up. And that's one key factor in that. Water line, you might lose pressure. You might not have the pressure you used to have. And that's where we come in. We can inspect it, see what's going on down there, and find a solution for it.
Inspect it, then repair or replace before you spend the big bucks.
That's right. Pretty painless to do. You won't have subsurface damage like you would if you were going to come in there and dig up your driveway, dig up your grass, rip up your sprinklers, your private underground utilities. Basically, you dig two holes, one at the start, one at the exit. You know, all the stuff in between there, you won't even tell we were there.
Find out more at reddrilling.com with two Ds, reddrilling.com, or call 701-204-0404, 204-0404.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
GMC, so let's see, we got down to 8 this morning. Do you have heated seats and a heated steering wheel and stuff?
Oh,
if you don't, and if you don't have all-wheel drive, you know what? They got late model Yukons, Suburbans, Acadias, trucks, all makes models in stock. And Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, the best out there. Payments to fit every budget. Looking for your trade, too. Shop, click, and drive at Schwann Buick, GMC.com.
11 before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with the new dean of the School of Business at the University of Mary, the Gary Farrelson School of Business. Dr. Carl Sovak is with us today on the program. So the mission is obviously Catholic business education. You've talked about that. But it's a virtuous servant leadership of your students within that Catholic business education. So what does that look like? What do you create from that?
Well, what we hope to create is a group of leaders that are also virtuous followers. So when we talk about that is understanding that their work is an extension of who they are, what they were created to do, charity, giving back to, and generosity, giving back to the communities that they serve. So again, when we talk about that is helping them to understand just, you know, why they were created, and hopefully carrying that out into the business world and helping others fulfill their greatness. Everybody was created for greatness. And so we want to create a generation of leaders out there that understand not only their place, but to assist others in society.
And is that super rare? Is that, you know, unheard of? Is nobody do that? I mean, what you're talking about or what you're doing, is this unique?
Well, you know, most business programs, they talk profit maximization, and we talk about being virtuous capitalists, and I think that that's probably the common direction that a student should aspire to, is being as prudent as they can. There's a model out there, economic model, that talks about good, good, good. You know, providing goods and services for consumers, making sure that you have a good working environment, and then doing well with your wealth. And if you do good with that wealth, the communities are going to strive. And the more the communities build and grow, the more people that you have wanting to be a part of those communities. So, yeah, I think that it's unique for what the University of Mary is offering. But I also see it in our graduates, and I see the types of positions that they go on and the vocations that they undertake and the results, which are quality results.
So as a parent, and I have a high school senior, last one, whenever I have the conversations, they say, well, there's plenty of places where you can get the good X's and O's of the education. But, of course, what are we looking for here? And she, along with her sister and brother, are products of a Catholic education their entire time. But this is the time you say, okay, I want to be able to have more than that. You know, I want to have, yes, I need the fundamentals. I need the MBA, the DBA, all of those things. So the resume looks good. The Catholic business education, but I want to demonstrate that servant leadership and have an employer go, wow, wow, this is something special here, right? And recognize it right away, right out of the chute, and not get into this divided life. Is that what you called it, Carl?
Well, yeah, most people when they come in, particularly if they come from a faith background education, you know, you have to leave that at the door when you go to a work. And we teach our students, you know, from the internship aspect on, that if we're going to help with workforce development, they have to be able to understand how to be able to incorporate that faith into the workplace. So I always call it playing well in the sandbox. And that's really what we're doing, is creating that generation of business leaders that knows how to get along with other people, that knows how to help other people develop, that are not concerned with, being passed over for a position or helping somebody else because they might get that position, understanding that it's okay for them to know their place and to learn that, hey, there are going to be good things that come your way. You just have to have a good understanding of patience. And that's where prudence comes in and all the virtues that come in. It's an unjust world out there, and we just learn to help them understand how to cope among that injustice and be that voice or that force for good.
Well, I tell you what, that's something pretty extraordinary, and I hope folks recognize this, why we spend the time we do talking about the things they're doing at the University of Marion, in this case, the Gary Thoreson School of Business, because that's pretty special. And it's
and
worth
so
a conversation with you.
Scott.
Yeah, you bet. Good to talk to you, Dr. Carl. Thank you very much. Dr. Carl Sovak.
My pleasure.
The new dean of the School of Business at the University of Mary on the program. Let's see. Ron and Fargo's been waiting to weigh in. I think Kevin also wants to, you got something that you were telling me we needed to get in, right? Dip into the president and Allentown.
I was watching him while you were talking there to the guests, but he went to the video of Biden, and it was over and over again. It was Biden, Bernie Sanders, all these people backing NAFTA, praising NAFTA. I mean, yeah. It's beautiful.
And they're doing new.
It's beautiful.
They do a little twist on them at every event. It's a little different. Ron and Fargo, go ahead, Ron.
Thanks, guys and gang. Thanks for doing what you do every day.
God bless you. Happy to do it.
Hey, God bless you as well. Hey, I just want to talk a little bit about, a lot of discussion on whichever network you choose to really listen to about the lack of numbers at the Biden campaign, his rallies, his lack of rallies. Part of that, I listened to a Rush caller, listening to Rush Limbaugh last week, and he had a caller called in and talked about a potentially really plausible scenario, and it really has to deal with the mail-in in votes. They're not rallying. They're not holding these rallies. They're not campaigning. I think they really believe that they've got this election sewed up, and they're just basing it all on the mail-in ballots and what they've done, to try to sew that up so that they have the mail-in.
And maybe the polls, too, the fake news polls. And I agree with you. There is a really weird level of confidence there because they're not campaigning. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.
When the world changes, you change with it. You push through uncertainty by embracing new rhythms and refining connection. At Sanford Health, we're standing with you at every point along the way, committed to delivering the care you need when you need it. Because even when your world looks different, you can be confident we've taken every step to keep you safe while you're in our care. Call your local clinic or visit sanfordhealth.org to make an appointment.
Zero premium. That's right. Medicare plans available now with zero premium. Plus vision, dental, and hearing aid reimbursements at no extra cost. And free Silver Sneaker gym memberships. All at $0 premium. Most healthcare providers in-network. Plans cover you anywhere in the U.S. All at $0 premium. A local licensed Medicare broker is ready to help you pick the perfect plan. Call today for a free no-obligation review. Call 877-792-0958. 877-792-0958. Sponsored by Sunderland Group.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.